All right, it is November 5th, Election Day, and this is the Wind in Our Body meeting. So, if you meant to be here, you're in the right place. We'll go ahead and start with our introductions. I am Tony McNeil, President of WIND.
I'm Mallory Shirley, Secretary.
Kimberly Carlisle, Second Vice President.
Mike Byron, Treasurer.
Terry Ross, Parliamentarian.
All right, thanks, guys. The first thing on our agenda tonight is to adopt tonight's agenda. Can we get a motion to adopt the agenda, please?
I make a motion to adopt the agenda.
Thank you, Caleb. Can we get a second?
Second.
Thanks, Mr. Byron. Okay, say yes. As we move in properly, second call for the question. Seeing none, we can go ahead and launch the poll. Close it down in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right, votes have been cast, and out of 13 folks, we have 12 yeses and 1 abstain. That motion carried. Okay, the next thing on our agenda is to approve the minutes from the October meeting. Can we get a motion to approve?
I will make a motion to approve the October minutes.
Thank you, Caleb. And a second from, thanks, Ms. Carlisle. So moving properly, second, call for the question. Seeing none. We can go ahead and launch that poll. And this is the meeting minutes from October.
So if you want me to launch the poll, I'm unable to. I don't have the permission.
Oh, okay.
I can do it.
Oh, thank you, Mallory. Go ahead.
Sorry.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome. Right now, for those that are just joining, we are currently casting our ballot in the spirit of casting ballots for approving the meeting minutes for October. I do see that those votes are coming in. We are going to allow another 10 seconds or so before we close out the voting on this matter. So I will start that countdown now. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We're going to close the voting. We're going to share those results. There were a total of 16 votes that were cast regarding the approval of the meeting minutes, 15 in favor, and 1 that chose to abstain.
All right, so that motion carries. All right, next up we have guest presentations, which we don't have any real presentations tonight. However, we'll go ahead and do our report from our councilperson's office. Ms. Lester, you are up.
Hi, everyone. This is Demisha from Jason's office. I don't have much for you tonight. In the chat, I put my contact info, Jason's contact info, our socials, etc. I do want to remind you guys that we are hiring for our District 4 fellow. The flyer is in the chat. If you're interested, you can go to district4ATL.com and click District 4 Fellow to access the application. You must apply in order to be considered. Please do not message, text, stop by our homes, etc. regarding the position, because I am doing the hiring and I am not responding or reading any of it. This is an open process and I am reviewing every single application that comes in. So I have started in on my stack of 200. And as you all send them in, I will be pulling more to go through. So that said, please share if you have anyone who you think might be interested. It's part-time at 20 hours max, a livable wage, which is, I guess nothing is livable in 2024, but $21.74 an hour. And I think it's good for maybe students, someone young that has some flexibility in their day and their schedule. And we're strongly encouraging District 4 residents and especially City of Atlanta residents to apply. Outside of that, you guys may see some curb improvements happening around your neighborhood, particularly along RDA. I'm happy that they are using this was pre-funded a while ago, and they're making their rounds doing curb cuts and access ramps, etc. So that is a plus. Outside of that, I don't know that I specifically have anything, but I'm happy to answer any questions if I have the answer.
All right, are there any questions for Jason Elder's office? Sorry, the council member. Ms. Kennedy, do you have a question?
Yes, Demetia, hi, how are you?
I'm fine.
Great, great, great. We want to set up a meeting with you in regards to see what type of additional funding may be available. Moving Atlanta forward, our district didn't qualify for additional funding for like our parks. So I definitely want to talk to you about this to discover what additional funding is available for our District 4 to make sure that we're getting equitable parks within our community as other districts that have been regentrified, and we don't want to be left behind. And we want to make sure that we're having access to all options for funding. So I would like to schedule a meeting with you, and I want to make sure that I didn't see your contact information in there again in the chat, but I wanted to make that announcement known to you so that we can establish some things for us, our groups, to discover more funding to assist us with our renovations and projects that we're interested in creating for our community.
I believe that you have both Jason and Maya's email because you have emailed us quite a bit.
Okay.
I reposted in the chat. I do want to clarify a couple things. Number one, the Moving Atlanta Forward infrastructure funding, all districts got the same amount of money budgeted. And District 4 in particular was one of the districts that gave some of the highest amount of money to Park Pride for direct access for our parks. Of District 4, West End has actually gotten a lot more attention from Park Pride in comparison to the other parks. It's kind of neck and neck with Park Pride. I mean, with West End Parks and Mosley Parks typically get the most funding in District 4 from those pockets, as well as we've done lots of improvement, lighting improvements at Rose Circle, etc. So I don't want that narrative to kind of linger out there because it's just not true. We are happy to have that conversation, and I think we've told you this before. You guys have a Friends Of group, and so we do defer to that group for leadership, so if you could work with them. And also, in October, City Council allocated, I think, $750,000 additional dollars to Park Pride's annual amount that they get from the city
for the Park Community Fund. I think I'm saying that name correctly. In addition to that, if there are certain things in the park that you're looking for, your first stop is going to be going to the Departments of Parks and Recreation. So we would not fund anything outside of before talking to them, excuse me. So working with them and working with your friends of group are going to be really the first two stops before a conversation with us.
Yeah, that's what we've already been doing throughout the process. So
great.
I just spoke with Tara, a person that works with Parks and Recreation, and she indicated that 71 parks were responsible for getting additional funding, and they have to meet these criteria. And unfortunately, West End Park or Howe Park was not on that list. And this is information that I just received from a meeting last week. But I will definitely share that information with you. Far as the Atlanta Moving Forward funding, we are not on that list. But I would definitely make sure that I include you in that email so that you're in, so we can be on the same page for an understanding.
Yes, I have an understanding. In the Moving Atlanta Forward money, those projects were predetermined a very, very long time ago as far as park ratings, et cetera. So the parks that were put on that list, particularly in District 4, James Orange, even they only got, I think they were allocated $6 million for their renovation, which is not nearly enough for a solid facility in 2024 at the rates of materials, et cetera. So, I mean, it's an ongoing conversation, but there's not additional funding to allocate from Moving Atlanta Forward for parks specifically, so much as other projects. So you have our email, feel free to send it over. And if there's something we can help with, we're happy to.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ms. Lester. All right, we're gonna go ahead and move on with our agenda. The next thing is our president's report, which it reads none. And there really isn't a report, but you know, I would be remiss if I didn't say a few words. Today is election day. I hope that you all went out and did your civic duty if you hadn't done it before. We definitely encourage that kind of action with our residents and our neighborhood. The month of November is pretty light. We do have our 50th celebration and award celebration, I'm sorry, this month. And then we're preparing for our also popular holiday party in December. So while we have a very light month, we still have some things in the works. So be on the lookout for all of our announcements and everything else on all of our social media. And we look forward to getting through the end of the holiday seasons and beginning the year with a bang. And we will be bringing back our hybrid meeting starting in January. So we'll get out more information about that in the future, and that is all that I have for you right now. Okay. So we'll move on with our financial report.
What are you guys seeing right now? See my see the financial statements?
Yep.
Fantastic. All right, everybody. I hope you're having a great week so far. For October, we started out with a beginning balance of $27,087. We had income or revenue of $5,080. That was primarily driven by our concert, which contributed approximately $5,000 of that income. That was offset by expenses of $18,907, with $16,746 related to concert expenses. And the second highest expense was related to Georgia Works related expenses, which were several months of expenses that were cycled in for this month. So that $1,500 covers July, August, and September expenses. Our expenses exceeded our income or our revenue by $13,826, leaving us with an ending balance of $13,261 for the month. Any questions? All right, thanks for your time.
All right, thank you, Mr. Byron. Okay, we're going to move on to our committee reports, starting with preservation and urban design.
Yeah, hey everyone, Caleb Rusko, Chair of Wind Preservation and Urban Design Committee. It's actually been extremely slow for the first time in a long time, so we haven't reviewed any cases other than, I believe, it's 455 West End Place. We will be meeting with an applicant tomorrow, 387 Atwood, to discuss some proposed plans for their property, but fortunately for us, it's been very light on that front. Now, we have been part of the steering committee that's been put together to work with the Department of City Planning and the Mayor's Office on the former People Street School site, and so we did meet with those folks. We walked through sort of what the expectations are per the current historic regulations on that property so that they can be fully aware of sort of what the concerns the committee is going to have with that property. So if you're interested in preservation, we would love to have you join us. We do have a meeting tomorrow. I will put the email in the chat. Any questions?
All right, seeing none, thank you, Mr. Is there a question? All right, thank you, Mr. Ratchett. All right, next up, PR and marketing. PR committee. Ms. Kane. All right, we'll come back. All right, we'll go on to our zoning committee. Mr. Fraser, you're up.
So good afternoon, everyone. We are going to table the 806 People Street ADU applicant. He needs to obtain more information on this project and submit some proposals to the city. So tonight I just have two items to bring to your attention. The first is going to be ordinance Z as in Zebra 24-66, which is a proposal to do construction on a data center near the West End MARTA station. It was introduced by, it was introduced by Antonio Lewis last month, and this would amend the city's code to allow data centers in the Dare Park neighborhood and the historic West End. And just please note that on September 3rd of this year, the Atlanta City Council passed a ban on building data centers within a half a mile of MARTA stations or near the Beltline. And our councilman Dozier and Matt Westmoreland introduced that legislation. So the Wind Zoning Committee and Executive Committee do not support additional data centers near the MARTA station, primarily because we think it could be used for some residential, some retail and entertainment space, plus the environmental impact and drain on our infrastructure. And we already have some data centers on White Street. So please voice your concerns. The MPU, V as in Victor, and T as in Tango, they meet on the 13th at 7 p.m. to vote. And then the Zoning Review Board meets on the 14th at 6 p.m. to vote, and that's where you can also have public comments. I am going to drop that proposed ordinance in the chat for your review. Our second item is the People Street Master Plan at 757 People Street, which is the former People Street Elementary School. It's also adjacent to the Willie Watkins. This is a partnership between the City of Atlanta, Atlanta Public Schools, Atlanta Urban Development, and the Housing Innovation Lab. Representing the community on that project is myself, Tony, Caleb, and Melvin Taylor. And we are thankful that the team has met with us and has engaged us often and early as they get this project off the ground. And Caleb just mentioned that he did walk the site and discuss some things with the committee about that site. I see Ms. Carolyn Culver. I'm just going to tee it up for her and let her tell you a little bit more about the project.
Awesome. Thank you for the introduction, Larry. Excited to be on, give you all an update. So tonight I'm going to keep it super short and sweet, but I will be putting a flyer in the chat here, which is the upcoming public meeting that we will be hosting. This is going to be an opportunity for everyone to come out and provide feedback on the future design use, what this site can look like, etc. So we will be meeting with Caleb, with Larry, with Tony, with the full team one more time prior to this meeting to lock in some of the materials for the meeting. And then we will be coming out to meet with all of you both in November and then again in December, and we'll go back and we'll, so this is the, that is the December flyer that I put in there, and then this is going to be the November. So two public meetings coming up. We're super excited to engage with all of you. They'll have boards to share, and then in preparation for that meeting, just to make sure that we can tee it up as close to the community's wants and desires as possible, we have also created a survey, which I'm putting the link in the chat as well. So if you are interested in sharing some thoughts about the site as we prepare for the public meeting, please share your thoughts through the survey. But it is, like Larry said, the former People's Street Elementary School. And thank you. Shout out to Caleb for sharing a lot of photos and historic images of the site. It's been a joy to learn about it so far. And we're super excited to continue to engage with you all in the upcoming months on the future for the site.
All right, thank you, Carolyn. Larry?
Unless there are any questions, that completes my report for this afternoon.
Okay, so as Larry was talking about the location for the data center, which one is planned in a sister neighborhood of Deer Park, we don't have a vote on that so much, but we do have recommended letter of non-support that we can give to the MPU and the Board of Zoning Review. So, Larry, would you like to make a motion about this letter out of committee?
Yes, I make the recommendation for a letter of non-support for the building of a data center near the West End MARTA station.
All right. We don't need a second. It's coming out of committee. Committee motion is to send a letter of non-support for the legislation. So at this point, we can go ahead and launch the poll.
All right.
Should now see that poll pop up on your screen. Do you see that votes are being cast? So we'll allow another couple of moments before we close out the voting. And you're voting on your, whether it be support, lack of support, or choosing to abstain, and the wind letter of not support for the data center that will be close to the West End Station. That being said, I will start the countdown to close out the voting on this matter.
Wait, I'm really sorry. Can we just one more time? So if it's yes, we are saying yes, we support sending the letter, not support.
Correct.
Okay, correct. I just wanted to make sure I got it.
That's correct. So, So with that, we'll start the countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We'll close out that voting. I'll share those results. There were a total of 23 votes that were cast, 22 in favor of sending the letter, and one vote choosing to abstain.
All right, that motion carries. All right, thank you, Mr. Frazier.
Thank you all.
Next committee is beautification. Ms. Atkins?
Yep, hey everyone. This is Laura Lynn, Chair of the Beautification Committee. It'll be pretty brief tonight. I don't have a ton of updates to share. We would get together with the Merchants Coalition for the bi-monthly pickup on October 26th, which was a great time. And we'll have, I think that was our last one of the year for the Merchants Coalition Bless Divas coordinated cleanup. But I think they're going to switch to like their season of giving or something like that. But I'll just say, don't have anything necessarily lined up on the calendars in the coming months. I think our next meeting is the 19th of the month, so that should be on the calendar, and I'll send out a reminder beforehand. Only other announcement is that this month's Yard of the Month goes to 679 Lawton Street. So I'll post a picture of that house in the chat, and I'll get them their award. Any questions for beautification?
All right, seeing none, thank you, Ms. Atkins. Next up, Education Committee.
Okay, hey everybody. I'm going to share my screen. All right. Okay, so just want to remind everybody, all of our cluster schools are on social media, if you'd like to follow them. Also wanted to highlight the fall and winter breaks and use this as another kind reminder to sign up for those camps. Don't forget the camps. Everybody can see my screen, right? You can see the presentation. Should have asked that before.
Okay.
All right. Two upcoming events at MAJ we wanted to highlight. One is a food pantry. It's an ongoing food pantry. It began in October. It runs every first and third Wednesday, and it skips school breaks. So the next one is actually tomorrow. The following one will tomorrow, November 6th. The following will be November 20th. And to be clear, it's open to the entire community. It's not just Emmy Jones families. And then also, Jones has a new principal. So the second event is on November 21st. There's a coffee chat. It's a meet and greet with Dr. Debashi if you're interested in meeting with her. So please plan to attend. For the corridor, the cleanup project. So work began in September. We just wanted to share some before and after pictures. We want to share that with the community. Also, we ended up with a larger balance from the grant than was previously previously expected. So we're going to be putting that remainder towards the ongoing corridor upkeep. Okay, our supply drive. So we're in November. As we all know, we usually get it all together by December and share with the community. So just want to kind of put that in everyone's heads. We have not finalized all the details for all of the schools, but wanted to be sure everybody had it on their radar that December meeting we do plan to present the finalized wish list. As most of you know, we've had really great success with our holiday school drive over the past few years. I just wanted to quickly run through the highlights from last year of three schools. So for MAJ, we supported three different families in fulfilling their personal holiday wish list. For Herman J. Russell, community donated almost 90 items that were identified by the school counselors as the highest needed items. And for Washington, we supported three educators directly with their classroom wish list, as well as donating 103 items that the school had highlighted as urgent needs. So with all that being said, you know, we approach the schools, I just want to make it clear, we approach the schools with the idea of supporting them, and they identify the ways that they believe it would be the most impactful for us and for them. And so that's why we have different ways by school. Like, they really choose which way they want to have us support. So we have followed up with Ms. Mitchell, who presented in the September general body meeting. She did provide a list of most needed items. We're gonna post all this and send it out, so don't worry if you don't necessarily get it here. But wanted to just get this list out there now in case anybody has some stuff lying around, obviously gently used, if not brand new for the clothing, and you know, new items as much as possible for the rest. But you can see it's a lot of basic, you know, basic needs, hygiene, food, clothes. So if anybody has stuff out there, or if they're already planning to go shopping, you can plan to drop it off at one of our locations, one of our personal addresses, just like you. So you just reach out to me. I'm happy to provide that information. But yeah, I just wanted to send this, share this now. We'll have something a little more formal for the December meeting. Like I said, it's quick turnaround. But you know, these have been so successful in the past, and I really just want to reiterate, like, that success is because the community has really stepped up to support, and done, you know, a ton of donating, volunteering, all of the things. So, the schools at this point, I think they truly appreciate our support and really rely on it. So I just wanted to reiterate and thank our community for that. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to us. We're always looking for more help. You know, maybe we're throwing together this information several minutes before the meeting. Maybe we can use some help. So feel free to contact us, and we'd love to.
All right, any questions for the education committee? Thank you, Ms. Mesman.
Thank you.
All right, membership. The community relations, I don't see Brooks here. Brittany, are you back? Were you, can you hear me?
If I could, even though Brooks isn't here, can I step in for him? Just,
yeah, sure, absolutely.
And I'll say this on behalf of membership, but realistically on behalf of all committees, as the year winds down, we know that it is a kind of an unofficial tendency for individuals to kind of go into hibernation. We know that between holidays, travel, vacation, and I would just like to encourage everyone, as best as you're able to maintain your current level of attendance and membership as best as possible. But also, if I could kind of start to kind of prime the pump for 2025, which is right around the corner, we really would like, as a community, to see an increase in membership. We'd like to have you kind of bring out some neighbors. I've had the opportunity over the past several weeks to meet some of our community members who've been a part of the community for, at this point in time, years. We know that the kind of the COVID years stole a lot from us by way of kind of socializing and meeting some of our neighbors. But it would be a real wonderful thing if we, for 2025, are bringing out some of those neighbors that are part of our community but haven't had the opportunity to come out to attend a WIN meeting, whether it be in person or via Zoom. So I'd kind of like to just kind of plant that seed now, and also in the same phrase, kind of start to challenge everyone to do so. We have a vibrant community, very outspoken, very socially active in terms of our activism. And I'd really like to see that reflected in our WIN meetings. As you can see, as it relates to WIN, you know, we work not only on behalf of the historic WIN West End community, but our community at large. And some of that is best facilitated by those of you who are able to donate some of your time and energy. So with that, I'd love to see you guys come out to more of our meetings, and definitely just want to challenge you for 2025 to do so as well.
All right, thanks, John. All right, next up, events. Events committee.
Hi everyone, got a few events coming up. We have the 50th anniversary of the WIN celebration that is on November 23rd. We also have our holiday party coming up This year, the kids and the adults party are on the same day, different time, different location. The kids, the date is the first Saturday, which is the 7th of December. The kids party will be at 1 p.m. at the Hammond's House Museum. And the adult party will be at 7 p.m. At Wild Heaven. And for those who are active members of WIN, you are free to join us. It's a party to celebrate the WIN neighbors. You're more than welcome to bring a friend. But I believe there's a charge, right, Tony, for those who are not WIN members?
We don't charge.
Oh,
we do accept donations.
There we are. That's the word I was looking for. Is there anything else for the month of November? I think that's all we have for the month of November.
All right.
Anything else?
Thanks. I don't think so. I think you covered it.
Wonderful.
Any questions for you, Ben? All right. Seeing none, transportation, you're up. I don't know if that's Kristen or John tonight.
I'll volunteer Kristen if she wants to go, but if not, I'd be more than glad to speak. You're coming off mute, so there you go. I'm tagging you in, friend. All right.
Just real quick, I wanted to reiterate what the zoning committee said about the data center, because that greatly affects transportation in the West End as well. So something like that has a dead spot on us as far as connectivity. So that's really all I have to say. We are meeting. Our next meeting is really going to be a brainstorming session about goals and objectives for next year. Thank you, John. Anything to add?
You're marvelous. Thank you.
All right. Anybody from the film committee? Which I don't think so. Okay, well, let's wrap up the committee reports by announcing that we are in budget season. So, committee chairs, please make sure you turn in budgets for 2025 by December the 15th. That gives you over a month to get it to us so that we can vet it and make sure that it gets advanced in a very good way, because we will be voting on the budget in January in a perfect world. All right. At this time, we'll take any announcements. Ms. Kennedy?
Sorry, you're on mute.
Can you hear me?
Now we can.
Awesome. I just wanted to do a quick presentation to the community. As a member that works with Atlanta, with our West End Park Pride, I wanted to give some updates on some things that we wanted to bring to the community to get the support so that we can, again, improve our parks. I've been working for Equitable Parks in District 4 since 2018, 2019, with previous administration with Council Winslow. So I am not new to this. I helped to get the basketball court at the West End Park, the roof repaired, and the re-infrastructuring of all that. So oftentimes, I don't know how, but I get put in this boat of sometimes feeling like people may not know that I've been working on this. But I wanted to show something from my screen. Am I able to do that?
Oh, I'm sorry.
You should be able to.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, let me just bring up my screen really quickly. I'm trying to enlarge my screen and having a little challenge. Bear with me. Like I can't make it bigger. I'm so sorry for the delay. There it is.
Okay. All right, Ms. Kennedy, while you get that together, I'm gonna go ahead and take some other announcements to come
back.
Yes,
sure, okay.
Ms. Atkins.
Yep, real quick, I'm an organization I'm involved in, the Midtown Assistance Center. They're doing a professional clothing drive that I'm participating in that ends December 12th. So if you're going through your closet and you have any blazers, trousers, nice work clothes that you would otherwise be bringing to Goodwill, please consider dropping off at my porch and I'll put my address in the chat. And that's all.
Thank you. And we have from our sister neighborhood, Robin Turner. Wait a minute, who's...
Yes, hi, Miss Kennedy is sharing.
Hold on 1 second, Robin.
Sure.
Yeah, hold on, Miss Kennedy.
Okay.
Yeah, you have to take your screen down. Okay.
Yes.
There we go. All right, Miss Turner.
Okay, thank you for having me. I appreciate you giving me just a couple of minutes. I wanted to let everybody know, you may have seen the announcements on Facebook periodically, but I wanted to let everybody know about the second Friday Neighborhood Potluck series that we're doing. And we're really hoping, I'm from the Westview Community Organization, we're really hoping to make this a collaborative effort with West End and Westwood Terrace. So the second Friday of every month, someone hosts a potluck dinner from 7 to 11 p.m. We have one this Friday as well. I'm going to go ahead and put the information in the chat, all the details, including where it's happening, what time, the address is there, 1689 Havilland Drive. So this happens every second Friday. It's something that, you know, we just want neighbors to be able to count on. This event is going to be happening somewhere within these neighborhoods every second Friday of the month. Bring a dish to share, BYOB, and we're always looking for hosts as well. And the link is in there to sign up if you're interested in hosting. We need hosts for 2025. So we hope to see you this Friday. And we hope that some of you will sign up to host in 2025. And let me know if there are any questions.
How many people usually come?
I would say it kind of depends on the weather. So with bad weather, we had around maybe 25 or 30. And then with great weather, I would say 50 or 60 people. And it's actually very easy to host. And we also, I should mention too, my partner and I, my partner in crime, I guess you could say, we started this, she's a neighbor of mine, Olivia. We have some supplies that we can lend out, some high top tables and some folding tables, some lighting, things like that, and coolers. So it's very easy to host. Really just have to provide a place for people to put the food out that they bring and just let the festivities ensue. All right, well, I hope some of you will sign up, and like I said, I hope we'll see some of you this Friday.
Thank you, Ms. Turner.
Thanks again.
All righty. All right, Ms. Kennedy, are you ready?
Yes, I am. Thank you, everyone. Okay. All right, here we are. Thank you for your time. I have hit the share button. Can you see my screen?
Yes, we're
here. Yeah.
So we are, I've brought this idea to West End Park Pride, and as a global clinical researcher, I am wanting to move our park forward with a total revitalization, and in doing so, I would like our park to become known as a global stress reduction park, and it, essentially we would like to have it coined as a place of healing. And this is our company information. I'm going to go really quickly. This is my background, and my clinical research focuses on stress reduction and comorbidities. I've just beat cancer again, so I'm grateful for that. But I dedicate all my research to cancer and comorbidities to fight and reduce stress. And so we just made it out of Breast Cancer Month, but we want to improve all of our spaces within our park. We have a lot of water issues that take place, flooding issues throughout the entire park. We're currently working on some projects that we've gotten awarded funding for, and those renovations are currently in works currently now. So we're grateful for that. But some of those spaces will be including the basketball courts, the playground area, and the baseball diamond. And specifically, and there's an open space in which we would like to bring like a labyrinth thing right on the hill near the basketball courts. And so we are targeting, of course, we have to get funding. And so we are targeting major corporation. I am partnered with American Cancer Society. And we are working currently now with Susie Coleman Foundation. And we're working with another major organization in order to move us forward with gaining access for funding. And we would like our community feedback on some of these spaces. Now, currently right now, we've had the basketball courts surface spaces redone. However, we want to continue our efforts with improvements. And so at the top, you see these panels, and this is just a mock-up from our architect, from the architect team. But really, in reality, we want those, and we've commissioned Fabian and Saw, which are very well-known artists in the city of Atlanta. And we want to commission that space to be dedicated to fatherhood. And we want to show different images of father and family in that space. And we wanted to tell a story. So that's just kind of a conceptual space that I thought is important. This is currently the park equipment that I worked with Council Winslow on before with picking and working with her on this. But now we want to upgrade, and some of the concepts I'm working with our architect team in which we want to design a space as dealing with STEM to empower our students for science, math, and we want to tie into like a NASA themed space. And so we would like to hear the community feedback on that. And so I just wanted to give you the kind of concept ideas. And that's just some imaging that my architect sent me today or the other day to kind of give you more of a visualization of how we could redesign our playground space in West End Park. I've been working with Emory University and Morehouse School of Medicine. We have created a flyer, and I'm going to show you a different image because it didn't come up. But I would like for the community to get involved in this survey, which is a survey about stress reduction and discovering what resources are needed in our community to empower us. And so I would like for participation and this flyer to be placed in the newsletter within our neighborhood organization and on our platform. We've also started a GoFundMe page. And I wanted to share what that looks like. Currently, we are upping the budget to $4 million, but we are working to raise funding for our park so that we have more opportunities to achieve a revitalization for our park. Here is, and that essentially will conclude, but here is the flyer that I wanted the team to see, the community to see, that we've created working with Emory, and we would like for everyone to complete this to help our efforts move forward. And I just want to give an opportunity to share this concepts to the community for feedback.
All right, thanks, Ms. Kennedy. We're a little bit over time, so we're going to conclude right there. And at this point, you can stop sharing your screen.
Okay. Is it not stopped?
No.
No, okay.
Concludes our meeting. Like I say every month, please make sure that you're out and about spending local. Make sure we check on our legacy neighbors. Get out in our parks, in our green spaces, get some exercise, and enjoy our wonderful neighborhood. And thank you for everything that you do for our neighborhood. And it is 7:56, and we are adjourned. Have a good week.
Thanks, everyone. Have a good evening.
All right. Thanks, Tony. Thank you, guys.
Recording stopped.